Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Horror and Hooch. This is our spooky season kickoff. You know, when it hits September, the weather drops and we get in the spirit of Halloween because all the mother holidays don't matter. So you got me, Miss D, right here with you today, and my co-host K Block. And we're gonna tell you what we got in store for y'all this month and next month following.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. What's up, guys? Welcome. So we're not gonna waste your time today. We're jumping right into what we are here for, which is what? Spooky season. It
We
is
already
September.
started. We starting. Yep. You know how we do.
Know
September,
how we
it
get
is
down.
time. It is time.
And I'm gonna tell y'all now, I'm a little jealous. Y'all see these ears she got on? I'm a hater. I want some.
Tried to switch it up this year. You know, I usually have my little witch hat, and I said, you know what? I'm gonna do a
Those are
little something,
cute.
something. I'm gonna do my little Halloween ears.
For those of you listening, they look like Mickey Mouse ears, but they're like cobwebs and pumpkins. It's real cute. It's real cute. Check out YouTube. But no, we're here to tell you what we got in store for y'all because you know we go big every year for the Halloween season. And it is September. We in middle of September, so we in full swing already. But
And we
this
want to let you guys know what to watch, what to look out for, what we got going on, what you need to be looking for this Halloween, old
Where to find
stuff,
your scares?
new releases. You know, we always have to do this, but to be, and some of these things we will be reporting back on.
Definitely. You'll get a couple surprise podcasts because y'all know we pop up a little more often, maybe a live here and there, but you know, always look out for those updates. If you're not in the group, get in the group because that's when you get the notifications. So yeah, we got a lot coming. We gonna start with the regular. What's in your cup? Just in your cup. She is just here for the booze. The
Y'all,
booze. It's
I
real
had to
cute.
Google the name of this wine that I'm drinking. Now, it's a cheap wine, but it's from Publix, so I feel fancy. Okay. It's called Coastal Vibes, and I've had the peach flavor and like the strawberry one. It's
Thought you said
this
something about a watermelon too, right?
something like that. It's they're like have different like fruit flavors of it,
Okay.
but it's Coastal Vibe. Coastal
Coastal vibe.
Vibes. Yes. And you don't need but a little bit.
Don't believe it. Anytime she say you need
No.
to choose a little bit, her tolerance is not our tolerance.
No, this
Y'all gotta
wine is
remember.
different. This different. This wine a
What's
little
the per well,
extra.
you ain't got the bottle. I was gonna say, what's the percentage? I didn't need
It's a,
receipts.
it hit you like it's whoo. You gotta don't guzzle it. Yeah, it is
I'm gonna try.
cheap.
I'm gonna try for y'all. I'm gonna tell y'all what. Report back, say y'all what I really think, because we know about our light with little fizz over here. So for me, I want to apologize to you guys, but there was a meeting before the meeting, and my cup was a little bit fuller than this. But we just got a little Four Roses bourbon in here because sometimes you gotta have it straight. So straight it is. It's a struggle this month, so we need to like a little kick up here. The Four Roses bourbon, y'all find that in all your liquor stores. It's popular.
Going straight, we're going straight in, rolling right in to Halloween. Is this the
Halloween.
Halloween kickoff? Let's go. I got my
Right.
handy dandy notebook.
Notebooks. Oh my God. Do not copyright us for that.
We're gonna start with, we want to give them the TV shows that they need to be watching or to look out for, or movies.
Say the movies for last because you know my favorite's on the list of movies. So let's start with TV.
So first we gonna Chucky
Three.
season three. Why was that? Where was I getting four from? Season three is coming. You
Girl,
have
because remember they
y'all.
split. Last season was a split or something. I don't know. But yeah, it feels like it should be a four, but it's a three, season three.
Y'all know we love us some Charles Lee Ray. Y'all know we love Chucky,
This is a
okay?
good series. The series ain't let me down yet.
And we gonna follow. I have been been with Chucky like I opened him out of the package. So I'm gonna be riding with Chucky and Don Mancini until the wheels fall off. So
Because he's
first
your
of
friend to the end.
yes, he is. And we're going to be friends all the way till the end. So Chucky season 3 is coming out. We got The Changeling on Apple TV.
Wait. Chucky's October the 4th. You gotta give him a date, sir. Gotta give him a date. October 4th, sci-fi. Carry on.
Yes. And is sci-fi they and it might stream on
And
like
USA.
Peacock
I'm
or
sorry,
something,
sci-fi and USA.
USA. And usually after the season goes off, they put it on Peacock, I believe.
Or is it Peacock or Paramount?
I think it's
Whichever
Peacock.
one of them got a partnership with Fall Sci-Fi. I'll find it out for you while she continues the list. Carry on.
Yes, The Changeling, Apple TV. It is streaming now. Episode 5 is airing tomorrow. No, we are episode 4 was last week. 'Cause remember, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right, because they gave you the first three episodes
Yes,
on
they gave
the
you the
8th,
first
and then
three.
they gave the 4. And so, yeah, we on 5.
We on five.
She right, we on 5.
Episode 5. This is a really good
Friday.
series. It's a really good series.
And I want to tell y'all, it was a book first.
Which I
And so,
just finished reading yesterday.
oh, did you? Did you? Okay, so tell them,
Yes.
did you have mixed reviews?
It is my hope that the series ties up the loose ends that were from the book. Like I was reading it on Kindle. And so I didn't know I because you know it ain't like it's a book where you know you get to the very end. So I'm just swiping and swiping until I was
No.
like, it's over. And so I feel like there's a lot of
No.
unanswered questions from the book that I don't want them to leave me hanging. Because it was good. The series is really good. It will really pull you in. It's not like it doesn't have the same premise of From, but it's like From in that you're always guessing what is it really, what's really going on.
What the hell's really happening?
What is really happening, like in what is Yellow Jackets, where you're always like, what is going on? What is
I know when
happening?
they coming back, I need the end of that shit quickly.
So it's one of those where every episode you're trying to put these breadcrumbs together and follow them and see where they lead you. And
And your boy played the hell out the role. Yeah, I love to see Lakeith in anything, but baby, deep. And wait, I'm not gonna sleep on the wife because she killed that deliriousness, baby. She was working that role. So yes, Changeling Apple TV currently streaming on Fridays. New episodes drop. So check that
yes.
out.
American Horror Story,
Also
Delicate,
currently on.
started what, yesterday?
Yesterday, Wednesday. Oh, in case y'all don't know, yesterday was the 20th. We are recording this on the 21st. So if y'all watch this later, yeah, September 20th is when American Horror Story started.
Yes, so part one. So American Horror Story, Delicate, part
Part
one
one with
has
Kim
just.
Carter.
I
That
have
shit.
not watched it yet. I'm waiting for somebody to report back to me that it's worth my time.
Girl, that's our job. You're supposed to be watching it. But anyway, we the ones that's supposed to report back. What you talking about? But
Hey,
no,
now I gotta
Kim
watch
Kardashian is in the
it.
series, so I'm curious to see what she does. But she's acted in a couple of things, but this is, we serious by American Horror Story, so don't play no games. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's why I don't want to be let down. But I will be watching American Horror Stories when it
Oh,
airs
that dropped
next
next
month.
month.
Yes.
I got stories on my schedule for October 26th. And that's actually dropping a special on Hulu. They have a Huluween event, and so it's part of the Huluween event. They're gonna drop like three episodes. So look out for that to come up. What
We
else we got?
got
What else we got?
The Walking Dead, Daryl Dixon. Episode 2 just aired this past Sunday. So we are heading into episode 3. Daryl is in, for those of you who may have not been keeping up or who dropped off the series and are
In
like, I didn't know
France,
they're in. Yeah. Daryl is in France. For those who may or may not have watched World Beyond, World Beyond gave us a teaser at the very, very end of the season that in France there's another variant of the walkers. These run.
So you can't call them walkers, you gotta call them runners. You're playing.
They run. They giving me Black Summer vibes, and that's where Daryl is. So
Okay.
if you want to
How
follow
did he get over
Mr.
that? I gotta catch up. I ain't. I did
Apparently
not
he
stay
was
with
on a
it, y'all.
mission from with the Commonwealth, which is where they left off of the original series. He was in the Commonwealth, and from there, I guess he was going out on a run or going exploring, and now he is in France and trying to get back home because he didn't find what he was looking for, but he found something. He found something now. They got a little something going on in his series that might be a game changer,
Potentially.
honestly. I don't want to give it away, but
No, don't
episode
give it away.
two
Make people watch.
kind of showed us something we haven't seen yet. We ain't seen this yet in the zombie apocalypse. So check out Daryl Dixon. We also have Suburban Screams. I don't know.
John Carpenter's Suburban Screams. You don't leave off
We
John
right.
Carpenter.
You right. We got to put respect on John Carpenter. Ooh, which means that the score is gonna be fire. Anytime John
As it
Carpenter put his
always
name on scoring,
is.
when I just know when I hear his music in the background, it's just I don't care if the movie sucks. Just his music brings nostalgia for me. Like I know what his sound is.
Yeah. So we got that come. That's on Peacock, virtual the
Yes.
13th. So.
Goosebumps for us ones with kiddos that like horror or
This one don't
Halloween.
look like it's gonna be very childish, though. I looked at that trailer and I was like, "Oh, this might be a little grown up-ish,
But it's gonna
little
be on Disney Plus.
preteen-ish." And Hulu, Disney Plus, and Hulu. But you know, Disney done gave us some upgraded shows for the grown folks, so I don't know. Let's look a little. What is it? PG-13? I don't know.
Don't
Let
know.
me find out.
I'm a watch
Oh,
anyway.
by the way, backtracking, double backing. Chucky is on Peacock. It
Okay,
is
that's good.
Peacock. So yeah.
Yes, a
But
revamp Goosebumps for, Goosebumps for the kids. Then we
and it
let's
is a series, not a movie. Yeah.
we're gonna pull it on over to Netflix. My guy, Mike Flanagan. My guy.
Listen,
He got
if
another
this
one.
is anything like The Haunting of Hill House, this shit gonna be dope. I already see some familiar faces. But I'm sorry, go ahead. The Fall of the House of Usher, that's what she was trying to say before I jumped in, though.
Yes, you see, we get excited about his works because I'm still not over Midnight Mass. I actually might go back and watch it again because I was traumatized last time. So I might,
Talk about, we did not talk about Midnight Mass.
but we should have because why
Like,
didn't we talk about that? Because both of we loved it.
think we kind of glossed over it a little bit and like cohorts with something else. We'll double
Right.
back to Midnight Mass because nobody else talked about it. Nobody really liked it like that, but I did.
We might, yep, I might have to do a TikTok video or something like that. Follow us on TikTok, Whore and Hooch, and just go back to like hidden gems or something. Cause some people couldn't get into Midnight Mass because it took literally like
It took too
episode.
long, but once you got there,
Once
baby,
you,
you was
it
there.
was worth it. It was
Yes, the
worth it.
response.
It was worth it. I was up till 3 o'clock in the morning watching the show because I was so sucked in, knowing I got to get up and go to work in the morning. But I was like, one more episode, one more episode.
I watched that thing. I don't work for this job anymore, by the way. I watched that thing while I was on the clock. From the beginning of my shift to the end of my shift.
Was they had me.
Because I had to get through it.
This show had me. I was in shock, and I'm over here telling everybody else to watch it. Midnight Mass was that show. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna have to do a little.
Surprisingly.
It was. Don't let people talk you out of watching that show. Oh, it's too slow. Oh, it's boring. Okay, well, you need to be able to have an attention span to sit through what's going on because they're trying to tell you something. They're trying to tell you something. Okay. But Mike Flanagan is back with The Fall of the House of Usher.
By Edgar Allan Poe. So
Yes.
you know it's gonna be on point.
I'm ready for that one. It better not keep
Okay.
me up till 3 o'clock in the morning. But if it's anything like his other projects, it
It
probably
will.
will.
That drops October the 12th on Netflix.
Oh, nice. Okay. Oh, that's in the middle of the week. I believe the 12th is like in the middle of the week.
Let me see. What day? Oh, it's on. No, it's on a Thursday. You know why I know that? Let me tell y'all why I know that. Because in October, the 13th is on a Friday.
Oh,
So
yes,
the
we
sports is on a
get
Thursday.
a Friday the 13th in
In
October.
October. Why are we so excited? We don't know, but it's exciting.
We don't know. Again, we may have to do we may have to do a TikTok video talking about Jason now. Yeah, let me write these down. We
Friday the 13th sounds like a good day to do a live.
it do. We need to do
It
some.
do. Holler at us. Let us know what y'all think. We okay, back on track, back on track. We're talking about streaming services. The last one I think is cemetery. We are getting a new Pet Cemetery Bloodlines. And I don't know a whole lot about this other than my boy David Duchovny is in it. And you know anything with the man from the X-Files
Ooh.
is that jump. So this is supposed to drop on Paramount October the 6th.
Oh,
And Paramount.
okay. I got Paramount Plus.
Yeah,
Shout out to my mom and
October
daddy.
6th. Not shout out to your mom and dad. Listen, shout out to that Walmart Plus subscription. They definitely bundled that bad boy. Anyway, Pet Cemetery Bloodlines with David Duchovny, Mr. X-Files himself. That drops October the 6th. And one of my recent favorites, which we have not talked about this, and we will, but everybody can't watch this because it's on Starz, and you know, we can't pay for all these damn streaming services. However, Shining Veil on Starz did get a season 2, which is also dropping in October on what
Wait,
day?
what's the name of it?
13th. Shining Veil. It's got old girl from Friends in it. They move into this haunted ass house. And she lose her damn mind and
Was
almost
it
get knocked
good?
off. I liked it a lot. It was kind of dark humor, a little bit scary. I enjoyed it. But it's on Stars. So they're getting a season 2 that's dropping in October.
Cool. I'm gonna have to check
On
that
the
out.
13th.
You know, I have stuff. I watch Power.
Watch Power too, but everybody don't have Stars. And so I don't think it's as popular because that's all we watching Stars for is Power, Force. BMF, y'all ain't exploring what else there is to explore on Stars. And one day I just started scrolling because between Power and Tyreek and Force, like, what else am I doing with this? I got to get my money's worth.
You're right, because that's all I'd be using it for.
Oh no, truth be told, I ain't gonna lie to y'all, I ain't watched BMF yet, but whatever.
I'm behind on Force, but now I got a reason to go up there. Okay, Shining
Well, because it
Veil.
just started, you ain't that far behind.
Okay.
Unless you didn't watch last season, and then I can't vouch for you.
No. I did.
Oh, okay. I thought about that. How behind? Okay, let's move right along because we still gotta give y'all movie
Movies.
releases. Oh, wait. We don't wait. Before we go to movie releases, we gotta give y'all the TV events that are happening for Halloween because, you know, all our favorite networks do a little bit of an event. So, you guys want to look out for the classic Freeform. Every year they do 31 Nights of Halloween, so that shall continue this year. You are also going to get AMC is doing Fear Fest, which I like to check them out because they give you a lot of the throwback horror on AMC.
My TV lives between AMC and Freeform the whole month of October.
Yeah, because you get all the classics. But hold on. This year Disney is getting in on it. So if you have children, they're giving you Monstober for the children. But if you're a Disney Plus Hulu person, you're getting a Huluween and a Halloween, which Hallow HALLOW. So that's Disney Plus and Hulu event. And then Sci-Fi this year is giving us 31 Days of Halloween, which is contrary to Freeform's 31 Nights. So, any of those networks are going to give y'all plenty of horror movies to watch, new and old. Check them out. I'm not going to make y'all my schedule. Now, when I see schedules, I post them, because people do it every year, but I can't do it for y'all. My life be life, man. So y'all gonna have to figure it out.
Pop in the horror hooch group. That's all you got to do. We got it for you right there. I stay on my all month long horror movies. Okay, that's it. That's it. I don't, if it ain't got nothing to do with Halloween, I don't want to see it.
No, not for the next 2 months,
Correct.
month and a half.
I even
So
watched the Food
October.
Network
I really
Halloween
don't really
shows.
want to see that. Oh, they coming back with the
Halloween
what's it
Wars and
called?
Halloween
Yes,
Bacon
Halloween Wars. That's
Championship.
it. Halloween Wars, that's the one. Yeah, we excited about Halloween, okay?
Already decorated.
Oh, and shout out, is it sci-fi? No. Oh man, I'm leaving somebody out. Table, what was the last?
Oh, Peacock is releasing a whole
Peacock.
bunch of horror
Yes.
movies for
Peacock
Halloween.
is doing their own Halloween horror movies as well. And for those of you who are fans like myself, they should be streaming the Amityville series. One of them. That's one of them. Old, new, and in between. So I love all the Amityville horrors, and they can be found there
So
during Halloween.
you got Peacock, they're gonna be dropping some stuff too. So
I was
there
gonna
you
leave them out. My
go.
bad.
Got your back.
Next, so the good shit, the movie theaters. What's going on at the movies? Because we will be in the movies, y'all.
Yes, we will.
What?
Blumhouse is releasing a couple. Totally Killers is one of them. That is going to be released on Prime Video. So if you have Prime, you can watch Totally Killers. I did not write the date of release on that. I
And
am
she
bad
said,
about it.
I'll
Right.
find it for you. Carry on.
I am not a numbers person, but I wrote it down for you. So Prime, Blumhouse, Totally Killers. Blumhouse is also releasing Five Nights at Freddy's. That one is going to be a theater release
And a peacock.
and Peacock. So if you have that, you can watch it on there as well.
October 27th.
I'm actually excited to see that one. When is Five Nights at Freddy's coming out?
That one's October 27th. I'm sorry,
Okay,
that's what I was interjecting.
and then Totally
Totally
Killers.
Killers. I'm still
I
looking for.
think that's soon. I think that's in the next like week or so.
I'm seeing September 28th.
Yes, I knew that was coming up soon. So that one you can stream on Prime Video. No One Will Save You is going to be part of Huluween. That's one of their big movie releases that they have
That's
coming
actually
out.
dropping tomorrow.
Yes, and oh, I will be watching, and I got my popcorn movie night. I will be watching No One Will Save You. So yes, go ahead, Huluween. They are kicking off tomorrow, apparently. So yes, get ready for that. Saw X.
So here, let's sit on this for a minute
That's why
because
I paused.
okay, I'm excited only because we are getting the original Jigsaw back. Yeah, that man is 80 years old in real life, and he is back playing this role again. So I feel like it has potential to be the greatness that we remember from Saw, because I ain't gonna lie to y'all, I'm glad. What is that one with Chris Tucker?
Viral.
Not Chris Tucker, Lord, Chris Rock.
Spiral.
Lord. Yeah, Spiral. That spinoff was meh.
I liked it better than the ones that came before that. Okay, so Saw
Yes.
one, two, and three, I watched. Now, four through whatever, I don't know what was, I can't even tell
Whatever.
you. I can't even tell you what happened from four through until we got to Spiral, and then I watched that one.
Okay, so yeah, they've been hit or miss lately, so I'm kind of excited, but I mean, what are we? This is 10. Like, damn.
I didn't even know we was already at 10.
Does
What y'all been doing?
the X do stand for 10, right? That's where we at.
Yes, what y'all been doing? For
I
what?
don't know, my boy.
Four,
I
five,
don't know.
six, seven, and eight. So that many, I haven't seen those. And then I watched Spiral. So
Here's the thing. I think you've seen them and you just don't remember because they weren't that great.
I probably did. I probably did. It might have been some one-time watches on some of those, but You mean, I mean, you know, I'm gonna watch it, but I'm not going in with high expectations, is what I'm saying. I'm gonna watch. So, y'all let me know what y'all think and how y'all feel about. So, let me know if you are a Saw fan. Let me know if you are. And I
Right.
like Jigsaw, okay? The thing is, I like Jigsaw. It's just
Open build.
some of the movies were doing a lot. You know, and the
Yeah.
story, the essence of the story got lost because nothing beats that plot twist from the first movie when old buddy was laying there that whole time and got up.
And walk the hell off.
No, that's classic. That's a classic moment. So I'm here for Jigsaw. I'm gonna watch it.
I think it's a revenge plot, which I can get behind it because now he's trying to teach you another lesson. But we're gonna see. Again, the man is 80 years old, so the fact that he's gonna act this role and do the damn thing again, I'm here for it. I think. But that is dropping next week, September 29th. So we're gonna get that real soon.
Yeah. I will let you know what we think. On
You know we ain't gonna leave out, honey.
the
We'll watch it so you don't have to. And
We're going
then
to the movies.
we're going to the movies next month, y'all. If you wanna join us, let us know. If you wanna, you know, the Atlanta area. We love a good gathering. But we're going to see Exorcist Believer next month in October.
He is the biggest Exorcist fan I have ever seen in my
My
life.
turn.
Okay. Because who,
Maybe
because
on the third.
first of all, most Black people scared of this movie in the first place. Let's just be honest. Most of us
Baby,
are scared to even
I
watch
love a
this
good
movie.
possession movie. I love a good possession movie. And I'm gonna tell you why. Because I believe. And so, you know, a good possession movie is always up my alley. And Exorcist is the original. So y'all finna give me double the possession, double the demon. Y'all gonna throw it back to connect with the original. I'm here for it. It better be damn good. And then it's a Black girl. I really want you to possess a Black girl, but there's a Black girl in it. And you know, we don't do horror movies like that. So I'm glad that we're getting a plethora of exciting things in this new Exorcist that comes out Friday
I'm
the 13th.
excited. I just wish they stopped showing the preview for the movie after
Baby, because
midnight.
God played a trick on you. That line right there alone was like,
I'm
how dare you?
like,
They're demons.
y'all ain't got to show me this trailer at this hour. Knowing I'd be up on the computer doing work, doing
Your problem.
homework, doing notes, and they want to show me Exorcist trailers.
That is your problem. And you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna throw this out there because we ain't get a good talk about it. But the Pope's Exorcist also was pretty good for exorcism, for a possession movie. And I enjoyed that one a lot. If y'all haven't watched that, it's streaming right now. Pope's Exorcist. That one was good too. But yeah, I'm always here for a good exorcist. Good possession and exorcism. Something about them demons. They funny and evil all at the same time.
See, it'd be a lot going on. It'd be a lot going on. See, this,
But I don't
see,
need them in
you
my
know
life. I don't need them in my
what?
life. Okay?
This
It's
is the
just
movie that
FYI.
you have to watch and then pray about later.
Basically,
Have to cleanse
put your
yourself.
rosary in your hand as you make it through the theater.
Cleanse yourself. But we going and we will give you our out of theater reaction
Yes.
for The Exorcist. Oh, and
You
yeah, because yeah,
lucky
it's
if
gonna
I
be a
don't get
lot.
an in-theater reaction. Ah.
We might have to, because
Put
I
my
feel like
phone
it's
up
gonna
there.
be. I feel like it's gonna be some
Y'all ain't seen the show.
reactions. I feel like this is gonna be real interactive with the audience. So
Yeah.
this is gonna be fun.
If
So
y'all hear a random girl screaming in the Exorcist movie, and you go, oh, shit, that's me. That's me.
yes. So we're definitely gonna give you that our out of theater reaction. Let us know if what did we miss on the list? What is a movie
What
that
did
you're looking forward to coming out that we didn't list, or a new horror series that we missed that we should be watching, that we should
right?
be talking about that's coming out, and we just
Oh,
completely
hey,
skipped over
Jules.
it?
We skipped over Hulu. You was just talking about it the other day. It's on right now.
Oh, the other black
The
girl. I
other
think
black
because I made a
girl.
list of things that are like in progress and like coming out. But yes, the other black girl just dropped last week on Hulu. So if you have
Catch that one too.
not, check, go ahead and check that out because I'm a supporter of black horror. This is more like a, it's a thriller series. It's Get Out meets Bad Hair meets The Devil Wears
I
Prada.
like that here. The devil wears Prada. Oh, because it's the corporate office. I you right. Okay, I got you. I had to think, like, where did you pull that from? But I got you. Okay.
Absolutely. So go check that out, which is, and it's also a book. So if you are a reader like me, read the book. I did that as well because I'm a bookworm. So
Okay.
we're reading, we're watching. Let us know if we missed anything. If there's a book that we missed that we should be reading, like American Horror Story Delicate is also, they got the concept from a book. Like, let us know these things. If it's about horror and Halloween, put it in the group.
Hit us up. Put it in a
Put
group.
go on, put it in the group.
It
Go
goes
on,
down
post
in the
it.
DMs. All of
Send
that.
us a message.
But not our personal DMs.
Let us.
The group DMs.
That's yeah. Do that part. Follow us
The
on
horror and hooch
TikTok.
DMs.
Follow us on TikTok.
On the
Join
Chalk
our
app.
Horror and Hooch Facebook group. And as always, subscribe.
And like.
Subscribe.
And
Like,
share.
subscribe, share, comment. This is our season. It's our time. It's
To
our
shine
time.
or not.
I'm excited. Put your Halloween decorations up. I have. Pull them out inside,
Get your wreaths
outside.
together.
Scare your
Scare the
pumpkins.
kids
Paint
chitlin'
your
in the
pumpkins.
neighborhood.
Get your costume ideas together. Oh, we will be doing our contest in the group.
Oh yeah, costume contest this year, as always. So we still debating on this pet contest y'all keep ranting about every year. Cause how many of y'all really dressing up these fur babies? We don't know. But we are gonna do the children. We always do the children. Don't mind her over there. We always do the children. We might hit the fur babies this year. I think we did it last year and we didn't have a lot of contestants, but they were cute. So it might not be a contest. We might still want to just see your fur babies, but definitely the children. We'll give them the costume contest like we do every year. There will be random horror trivia, prizes, name battles, screenshots.
Drink
And
recipes.
for the and as you know, my favorite part, cocktails. I'm gonna start y'all off with a poison apple come the 1st of October. So be ready.
Join the group. We got some stuff going every year. This is our season. It is our time. I can't wait to see you guys in the chat. I can't wait to see you guys in the group. I can't wait to see you guys' reactions to some of these movies and these TV shows. I can't wait to see these costumes. Let's go. Hit
And don't
subscribe.
forget, spark a little conversation in the group. If you see some shit and you want us to talk about it, or you want some opinions, baby, post the post because we love it. We love all the interaction. We're here for it. So yes, spooky season is on go, baby. It is on go.
Yes, and we will all see you soon with a out of theater reaction for The Exorcist.
Practice before they leave.
You will, or Hooch Facebook group and hit subscribe.